In the pregame show, we talk now with Mount Lebanon head coach Joe David. Coach, your team playing some great basketball right now, a 9-3 record and 4-0 mark in section play. How much confidence does your team have thanks to the early season success?
I've exposed them to the best teams, and we had NA and Pine lost at the buzzer to those guys, and scrimmage Beaver Falls, Aliquippa, some very good teams. So I don't think there's anybody out there that's overly intimidating to them. It's just a matter of going out and executing, and I think we've had a pretty good preseason schedule and ready to get into the brunt of it with the section here. It's going to be a great night tonight.
Now you bring back a wealth of talent from last year's team. We'll start with the big guy, 6'8 center, Patrick Elin. How tough is it for opponents to match up with a guy like him?
Well, it depends on how hard Patrick plays. If he plays hard, it's going to be pretty tough. And, it's going to be a little bit of a track meet tonight up and down, so we're going to have to watch him carefully. But he's gotten a lot better. He's improving every day, and look forward to big things from him.
And your son, Johnny David, is one of the best guards in the WPIAL and receiving some interest at the collegiate level. And I'd read he's actually been offered a walk-on opportunity at the University of Kentucky. And tell us a little bit about that and what he's considering.
That's hard to turn down. It's a hard situation to turn down. So it looks like that's probably where he's going to be. It looks like it's his number one choice, obviously, right now. But he's real concerned about the team, and his focus is on the team right now and winning games. And that stuff's all going to come after the season. But right now, he's worked hard for 4 years, and really looking forward to trying to get a section win here and a section title and go on to the Whippoorwills and try to catch one of those two.
And after taking off his junior year to focus on football, 6'3" forward Matt Hoffman back this season. How nice is it to have him back on the court?
He's made us gone from decent to good, And so he played 3 years AAU for me, played 2 years varsity for me as a sophomore and a freshman. So having him back is just like welcoming another member of your family back into it. And he's really been the problem solver for us, and plays hard, great young man, and obviously going to Penn to play some football, but enjoying himself, having a great time playing basketball this year.
And tonight your group plays the Chartiers Valley Colts, and as you mentioned, could be a track meet. I assume you want to try and slow this one down.
Well, we can only do what we do. They only play about 7 guys. We only play about 6. So it's going to be a battle of attrition here a little bit as far as getting up and down. We can play a fast, quick game. We play Vincentian in the 80s and 90s. And if they want to play that way, we can play that way. But our bigs probably going to need a little rest here and there, and they have no answers for them underneath. So they're going to try to put some pressure on us, and if we can get down there and get it to our bigs, we're going to be in pretty good shape. If not, it's going to be a long night.
Talking with Coach McConnell, that seemed like an area of great concern for him was rebounding, and you have the advantage there in terms of your height. How do you just make sure that you can maintain that advantage throughout the game?
I think you have to be smart. You have to be smart when you come down offensively, and if it's a wide open three with no one underneath, I don't know if you take that shot. I think you kind of wait and you set your offense and you move the ball around. You wait for those bigs to get under there in some good rebounding position. Otherwise, you're playing their game. If you have a smaller team and two kids that are 6'7", 6'3", are good rebounders or at half court when you're shooting the ball, I'm happy if I'm Coach McConnell. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes and how it we had the issues when we turned it around. He's concerned about our height. I'm concerned about my big guys trying to guard his guards running around. So, and we've been this way before many years, so it's going to be a good battle.
It's Mount Lebanon head coach Joe David. Thanks for your time. Good luck to your team tonight.
Thank you very much. Thanks.